So osteoporosis is a major public health issue, and in fact, more than 35 million Americans actually are diagnosed with this on a yearly basis, 80% of them as women. However, contrary to what we have once believed about osteoporosis, from the standpoint that it's basically tied to aging and tied to postmenopausal women, what we're actually finding is that it can also affect young people with hormonal difficulties, as young as 20 years old, and particularly women in their 20s. We also used to think that it was just a female illness that we had to deal with, but now what we're finding is that males are getting it. In fact, the increase of males being diagnosed with osteoporosis is increasing every year, and right now we're running at about 20-25% of males that are being diagnosed. Very interesting, in the case of male osteoporosis and female osteoporosis, the common denominator that medicine has found is in the hormonal changes in the body, which is certainly a contributor. But what I'm going to be talking about today also is I'm going to be talking about the fact that stress and diet, lifestyles, choices that we make also plays into it. Some of the latest research is that osteoporosis is on the rise, and it's on the rise, as I said, because of stress and then also our diets. And in fact, interesting statistic that came out just recently is that the risk for women developing osteoporosis is greater than the combined risk of breast, uterine, and then also ovarian cancers. When I was doing the research on osteoporosis, I was curious about the combination of those particular types of cancer and what happens. And in that particular link, I found a link also to the thyroid, which I'm going to be talking about in this teleclass as well. Osteoporosis is not only something that can affect the body and the skeletal structure, but it's a very costly disease, and in fact, it's responsible for more than 1.5 million fractures annually and accounts for an estimated